We're often asked how many images a project should include. There is no single answer for this. As a matter of fact, that's part of the artistic process, I think, is trying to determine when to stop. Projects can be really terrific if they have 5 images. They can be terrific if they have 50. They can be terrific if they have 150. It just depends on the subject. It depends on the presentation method. But there are some general rules of thumb. The average photographic book has somewhere between 80 and 120 images. That seems to be appropriate for a book. But it's been my observation that most people can't sit down and look at 80 or 120 images in a book format in one sitting. On the other hand, you don't expect to. A book is something that we very frequently will put in a bookmark, come back to it later, split our viewing time of its content over several sessions. It's expected with a book. It is not, however, expected in an on-screen presentation. A PDF, a website, something like that, should probably be something that can be consumed in one sitting, in one big gulp, as it were. And as such, I think it needs to have a shorter number of images. Michael Carl had 54 images in this particular project, which I think is about at the upper limit for an effective PDF. When they get to be longer than that, they can be a little bit problematic. I've seen them with as many as 75 or 80 images, but it does start to get a little long. And most frequently, when we publish a portfolio that has more than 50 images or so, what we find is useful is to gang several images together onto one screenful. Make little, well, not technically diptychs or triptychs out of them, but related, a little cluster of images that somehow go together and complement one another. That helps break the length of the project into consumable bits. It's not always necessary, and in fact, we didn't do that with Michael Carl's portfolio. But it's not a bad idea to think in terms of how you want to limit your portfolio, how many images, if you're going to use ganged images on a single page. All of those issues come to play when you're developing a project for publication that involves an extensive study of a project like this one by Michael Carl.